This episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast is brought to you by fitkel.co.za. Fitkel, your events, your calendar, your way.
Welcome to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The next edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Lindsay, yesterday we spoke a little bit about the start of the Comrades Downrun and some of the challenges and what you can expect. Let's talk today about the first half and the first up to Drummond. What should people look out for? What should they expect? What are some of the pitfalls on that first half of Comrades?
It's pretty dark at the start and the streets are pretty narrow, so you're going to move quite slowly through Pietermaritzburg. You'll go downhill for a bit initially, but once you get through the first kilometer of the downrun, what you'll notice is a theme for the next 40 plus kilometers is that there's not so much down in the first half of the downrun. So you'll climb up to about the 7 kilometer mark, where you'll drop down the back of Polly Shorts, the infamous Polly Shorts on the uprun. At this point, you will be quite warm because you'll have done a lot of climbing, but it's really important that you don't discard your warm clothes yet. Hopefully you're still running with gloves and a long sleeve shirt, but when you get to the bottom of Polly Shorts, it's going to be really, really cold, and it'll stay cold for quite a long time. Even though from this point, the bottom of Little Polly's, you are going to climb consistently until you get to the highest points on the route, which is known as Umlaas Road, and it comes at about the 27-28 kilometer mark. Once you get down the other side of Umlaas Road, again, you will be forgiven for thinking that we're all liars when we describe it as the downrun, because from that point all the way to just short of the 40k mark, there is a lot of climbing. No major climbs, you're talking 1%, 2% gradients, but they are long, long, long pulls with a few shortish downs. There's really not a lot of down up to that point of the course. From about 40k's all the way into Drummond, this is a very dangerous part of the downrun, because it is your first real downhill. It's 4k's, it snakes its way down into Drummond and halfway. And by this stage, a lot of people are panicking because of all the downrun, all the uphills they've been running, and they're behind their times. They really do smash it down into Drummond way too quickly. You really need to just be calm and accept that gravity will make you go faster anyway, and also be safe in the knowledge that the halfway cutoff is 6 hours and 10 minutes. So if you have fallen behind schedule, then please don't panic at this point. Take it easy going into halfway.
You talk about that halfway cutoff, 6 minutes 10. It's not the halfway mark's not the exact halfway in that 89 kilometers from a kilometer point of view. What is the halfway point?
Yeah, it's actually closer to 45k's. It may even be on the 45k mark, but the 45k mark is literally just past that point. The halfway mark is a traditional point, so it's literally just before you start the climb up the back of Bathurst.
Okay, we'll touch on that and the second half in tomorrow's edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you've got a question for Lindsay, make sure you get to the website askcoachparry.com.
This episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast was brought to you by FitKel. FitKel is a better way to find and share your running, swimming, cycling, and multi-sport events. Access the website on your mobile device or laptop at fitkel.co.za to build a customized race calendar to your preference and export it to iCal, Outlook, or Google Calendar. Visit fitkel.co.za now. That's FITCAL.co.za. You can follow FitKel app on Twitter. Tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter about FitKel with hashtag FitKel, or submit a new event on the site and you could win a R2,500 Sportsman's Warehouse voucher. FitKel, your events, your calendar, your way.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachParry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachParry.com.